Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smith, and international
call. Interface complete.
Hey, what the big free, homie? I ain't gotta sag my pants to show my ass. I've been hood. Hey, JB, holla at him.
I'm too good.
All right, y'all. Y'all already know what time it is. Time to get this thing started. I'd welcome everybody to the Shizzle. You already know, though. It's your boy, DJ Smell Shizzle. Yeah. Porn music started real quick. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Captain Smell So Good in the building. And this is Let's Learn the Language Tuesday, what we do each and every Tuesday right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. We take you on a higher level, you know what I'm saying, besides the weed level, you know what I'm saying, yeah. So on Tuesday, starting something new, you know what I'm saying, we're going to learn the language together. Every Tuesday, a language will be learned, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go back over some previous learned words. So if you're fluent or speak another language, please stop by and give your input. You can hit up 347-237-5125, make any corrections or anything that's like that. It's time to teach the world, I mean the world, to understand each other. You know what I'm saying? So let's learn each other. Also, after the show, join me on www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio for a visual lesson of today's learned lessons, you know what I'm saying? Which I don't have my webcam coming in until next week. So I've postponed the live video version of it till next week. But yeah, you can catch it live, and I mean live, in person. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to a couple of people checking me out already on the bridge. You know what I'm saying? Miss Computer Lady representing Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Real big. And I'll see you. And shouts out to Lady Jewel. Estamos hablando español aquí. Yeah. Yeah, we try to learn some language up in this mofo. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Anybody speak Spanish up here? Well, check it out. This is your boy, Cap Spell So Good out of Tampa, Florida. Unfluent in every language, but I speak every language. You know what I'm saying? My belief is you got to know a little bit. You know what I'm saying? A little bit goes a long way. So you ain't got to be, be fluent. You know what I'm saying? Just know a little something. You know what I'm saying? To get you through. So today's lesson, man, we bring you free language learning lessons from www.byki.com. You can go there. It's www.byki.com if you, trying to learn another language free. Don't go on that damn Rosetta Stone bullshit. You can go in there and get it for free, you know what I'm saying? And I'll drop that on the bridge, byki.com. Free software, this is what I use to reteach, you know what I'm saying, right here live on the show. A little unorthodox way I do my thing, but we get it in. You know what I'm saying? We get it in. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Let me pull up my stuff right here. Let me pull my lesson plan up for the day. And it's going down. Over here at the top of the hour, we got another news of the day coming now. And tomorrow, got a very special show, man. It's remembering Richard Wednesday. We're going to do a tribute to Richard Pryor, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow on the show. So y'all make sure y'all come through and check that out. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a hot show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be playing some clips that I redid, you know what I'm saying, for my dog Richard Pryor. And, we're going to go into it. Now, normally I have audio so everybody can hear, you know what I'm saying, the words as it's being played. But I don't have no speakers. I let my homeboy hold my speakers and forgot to get them back from him. So, therefore, you're going to have to hear me straight on up. You know what I'm saying? And I mean straight on up. So, what we're going to do is play a couple of little minutes. Now, I have taken Spanish before, you know what I'm saying? What's YW is your welcome. That's slang for your welcome. We do chat talk up in here, too. You know what I'm saying? I took 3 years of Spanish in high school. You know what I'm saying? And was a high fool, you know? And I guess, you know, picked up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But not fluent enough, you know what I'm saying? But I guess I can go somewhere and pretty much get along. I can order a little bit here, order a little bit there. So, The pronunciation you're going to hear from me is straight out of the Afrikaans language, because that's what I speak. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm pronouncing it wrong, man, just go to www.byki.com. Download the lesson. Download the Spanish lesson. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you can learn, too. So we're going to start this thing off. I got 10 cards we're going to go through. This is a basic meeting and greeting that we're going to cover. You know what I'm saying? What I normally do is I read the word, read the English, you know what I'm saying, translation of it, and then also give you the spelling. The spelling is very important because you need to know, you know what I'm saying, how to spell the words. You know what I'm saying? Not just speak it. You need to know how to write the shit down, spell it, and all that other good shit. You know what I'm saying? So, first word is basically when you come up to somebody, and it's the most important thing that you do need to know when you go to another country. Is habla usted inglés? You know what I'm saying? Do you speak English? If you don't want to ask a person that, yeah, you're already shooting yourself in the foot. First thing you want to go ahead, because that'll save yourself a lot of time chopping up somebody's language, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, always first ask, do they speak your native tongue, you know what I'm saying, your native language. You get a Spanish person to come up to you, you know what I'm saying, and they will say the same thing, you know what I'm saying? ¿Habla usted español? You know, do you speak Spanish, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that way, you know what I'm saying, the conversation will come across easy, you know what I'm saying? Why sit up here and chop up the English when we can just talk in our native tongue and everybody get along, you feel me? So, habla usted inglés, is spelled H-A-B-L-A, usted, I believe, is U-S-T-E-D, it's abbreviated U-D, inglés is spelled I-N-G-L-E, with the little tilde mark over top of the E-S, I-N-G-L-E-S. You got the upside down question mark before and after right side up. So you got the upside down and you got the right side up. You got to make sure when you writing out Spanish, the Spanish language, that you know what I'm saying, you get all the question marks and accent marks correctly. You know what I'm saying? Because if not, you're going to be saying or spelling out something totally different. You know what I'm saying? So, what the fuck is that? Oh, all right, anyway. That's habla usted inglés. You know what I'm saying? The first word, do you speak English? We're going to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? A basic greeting, which is ¿cómo está? You know what I'm saying? It's how are you? You know, now what I do here is I basically go over all the words, you know what I'm saying? Normally, I have people on the line and open up the lines, you know what I'm saying, so we can repeat the words. So if you'd like to join in, on today's lesson, you can call in at 347-237-5125, and you actually be live on the show. And and that's how we do it online. Got a couple people probably punking out today because they scared to come through and get embarrassed. But you know, ain't no embarrassment, man. You got to learn this shit. You know what I'm saying? And we all sound fucked up one day, and then we learn it. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, we all sound good. You know, after that. So. Yeah, big up to all my mixed people out there. You know what I'm saying, Lady Jewel? And, shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Yeah, habla usted inglés. Let's see. I don't know what entiendo. Que hora? Que hora? Let's see. What now? I don't know what entiendo is. You got me on that one. Do you speak English? Habla usted inglés. I might be saying it wrong. If I'm saying it wrong, damn it, Lady Jewel, call up. Yeah, I'm always open for self-correction. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? Because who better to speak it than you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me go ahead and get this. Let's see. And that's spelled with the upside down question mark. Como is C-O with the little tilde mark over the O. M-O space E-S-T-A with a tilde mark over the A question mark. Como está, meaning how are you? Como está. like most black people always say, no comprendo, I don't understand, you know what I'm saying? Or I don't know. Shit, that's universal. So no comprendo, I don't understand. N-O space C-O-M-P-R-E-N-D-O. No comprendo, I don't understand. We do this each and every Tuesday. Don't forget, y'all. So if you happen to miss a lesson, make sure you check the archives out, www.blogtalkradio.com/smelly, B-T-R-S-M-E-L-L-Y, B-T-R, because I'm fly. And, yeah, you can catch all the old lessons we done covered. Shit, the African language, we covered French. We covered a little Macedonian, covered a little Korean, covered a little Chinese. Shit, we covering it all, people. We got Russian coming up next month. We getting in some Russian. Yeah, we going in. All right. Moving on. When Miss Computer Lady came into the room, you know what I'm saying? She was like, como esta? Spelled so good. And I was like, estoy bien. Gracias. You know what I'm saying? I'm fine. Thank you. You know? Yeah. Como estas y tú? You know what I'm saying? How are you and you? Well, you don't say y tú, my bad. Just como estas, shit. You know what I'm saying? Estoy bien, gracias. I'm fine, thank you. Estoy, E-S-T-O-Y, B-N, B-I-E-N, comma, gracias, G-R-A-C-I-A-S. Estoy bien, gracias. I'm fine, thank you. Right, moving on, moving on, moving on. When somebody come up to you, you know what I'm saying, say, hey, me amo. You turn around and, no, they wouldn't say me amo. They say, what is your name, me? Oh, what is your name? Shit. You, well, I know you say me amo es this and me amo es that, but I'm trying to remember exactly what how you say that. Let me see. My name. Yeah, how you say my name? Entiendo. Oh, okay, I understand. Okay, entiendo. Que order. Okay, I understand now. All right, well, shit, I understand now, too. You know what I'm saying? Now I understand. I always seen entiendo, but I never really knew what that word was. You know, I don't travel around with my Spanish dictionary, you know what I'm saying, like I'm supposed to. But, you know, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We still going to work this thing on out. We going to work it on out. You know what I'm saying? All right, let me get over here and kick on my porn music again. Y'all hold on 1 second. El segundo. You know what I'm saying? Let me work on these buttons. Do 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 do. Real quick, y'all. Let me, do 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 do. Turn on porn music now. Damn it. Sorry, y'all. The spaceship is acting up. I'm starting to get by the space grocery store and pick up my space lemon juice. You know what I'm saying? You know, space lemon juice. If anybody ever get a starship, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all stock up on space lemon juice, man. It's very important for your doors. And, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or your door's going to get stuck. Me amo. Me amo. Smell so good. L-D-D smells so good. Me amo. M-E. L M E space L L A M O. Me amo. My name is. You know what I'm saying? Going down. Let me see real quick. Yeah, there you go. Como te llamas? Gracias, mi amiga, Lady Jewel. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Como te llamas? You know what I'm saying? Giving y'all a little head start. You know what I'm saying? Como te llamas is how would you say, you know, what is your name? And then the response for that is me llamo el shithead or whatever the hell you want to call yourself. Como te llamas is spelled C-O-M-O space T-E space L-L-A-M-A-S with a question mark. Como te llamas? Yeah, going down real big. Shouts out to all my señoritas in the El Chatarumo, the El Bridgeo. I know Spanish people get mad at motherfucking black people, boy. Can we put an O on the end of any motherfucking thing? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, El Por Favor. let me get two of them El Tacos to go. You know what I'm saying? That is, you looking at, look at this motherfucking bicho. You bicho, Pato, get your ass out of here. Anyway, let's keep it moving, people. When you see somebody in the streets and they say, you know, estoy bien, gracias, well, then you just bust out with a mucho gusto. Pleased to meet you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, mucho gusto. You know, it's all in how you say it, too. You know, you got to be suave, El Rico suave with it. Rico. Suave. You know what I'm saying? Mucho gusto. Pleased to meet you. Mucho is M-U-C-H-O. Gusto. G-U-S-T-O. Now, I thought mucho also meant a lot. So you got to watch yourself. You know what I'm saying? Some of the words, you know what I'm saying, have dual meanings. So mucho, I know mucho also means a lot. Like mucho dinero, a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? A mucho arrow, you know what I'm saying? A lot of L. All right, y'all, mucho gusto. Pleased to meet you. It's going down real big. Four more to go, and we're getting into a musical break right here live. All right, here we go. Hasta luego. Hasta luego. See you later. Hasta luego, mi amigo, mi amigas. Gracias. I forgot everything after that. See, that's what be fucking me up. You know what I'm saying? Putting all the words and everything together. Just to give y'all a heads up, the new T.I. I'm Back album is in the street. And I do mean in the streets, because if you're buying it at the stores, what the fuck is you doing? And I mean, what the fuck is you doing? All right. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Hasta luego. Spelled H-A-S-T-A space. Luego, L-U-E-G-O. Hasta luego. See you later. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Let me get something slow funking in the background. Let me get y'all some Q Harper. Let me get some Q Harper playing in the background. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all woo-woo-wooed up. If y'all did not catch the episode, make sure y'all go back and check out. Featured in the Artist Friday on last Friday when we had Mr. Q Harper out of Detroit, Michigan, you know what I'm saying, woo-woo-wooing all the ladies out there, you know what I'm saying, giving them some VIP singing zone, you know, doing his thing, came through and represented, big ups to Miss Computer Lady for that hookup, and yeah, we had a good time, you know what I'm saying, all the ladies got their panties wet and all that old kind of good shit, and brother got his exposure on, you know what I'm saying, that's what we do right here each and every Friday, featured in the Artist Friday, man, we go in. Yeah, so who we got up in here? Okay, shouts out to the bridge, Schauser. Shout, hey, ain't that German for Schauser? Are you in here? Just stuff from school in German. Oh, yes. Lich. Yeah, Schauser. Hey, brother. Tschüss is goodbye. Yeah, I speak German. Ich spreche Sie Deutsch. You know what I'm saying? And Schauser, Schauser is shit. Like if you call somebody a Schauser. Like Shiloh or shit, Scheisskopf, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Scheisskopf, like shithead, or Fick dich, like Fick dich, fuck you, Fick dich, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you already know what's going on, man. You know, yeah, it's like it's see the Deutsches, you know what I'm saying? Because I be grosse when it comes to the females, you know what I'm saying? You put your arm out, bam, tell them grosse, they nine, nine. Nice. Ah, man. It's all good, man. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody down there in Heidelberg, Nuremberg, you know what I'm saying, to the Dirty Flow. If anybody ever been down there to the Dirty Flow, a.k.a. Club Maryland. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Down in, shouts out to everybody down there in Ansbach, Kotterbach, you know what I'm saying? Burzburg, Beesbotten. You know what I'm saying? You know all my butt naked frowls, frow lines. You know what I'm saying? At the beaches out there. Right, look here, bringing back memories. Yeah, I'm a chick, dude. Oh, what happened? I'm a dude, bro. Cut that shit. Oh, my bad. I know you're, yeah, but Shiza is, shit, Saying some shit. Name that D-Short is Spitz. I don't know what the jits is. All right, here we go. We're getting back on to the Spanish, y'all. Espanola, we in the Espanola land. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget. Yeah, we learned German, though. German about 2 months. We're going to go back into German for about 2 months. Next month, we do Russian. And then after Russian, we get into German. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to fuck your whole head up. You know what I'm saying? Then take you into German. It really just make you swallow your whole tongue. Yeah. Moving on. You know what I'm saying? Because after this show, you know what I'm saying? I will hasta mañana. You know what I'm saying? See you tomorrow. Hasta mañana. H-A-S-T-A. Space mañana. M-A-N-A-N-A. With that little squiggly mark over top. I forgot what the hell they call it. Over the end, the little accent mark, it might be an accent mark. I think that's what it's accent mark. Tilde or accent. One of y'all, whoever in there speaks Spanish, tell me what that little squiggly thing is called. I think it's called squiggly line. Shit, hell, I don't know. Hasta mañana. See you tomorrow. All right. We got one more down. Hasta pronto. Bring me my. Oh, wait a minute. I was backwards. You know what I'm saying? I was going to say, bring me my weed. Hasta pronto. But, yeah, hasta pronto. See you soon. I thought pronto meant get your ass here like fast. You know what I'm saying? Pronto. Like, move. Hurry up. You know what I'm saying? All right. Don't take my word for it because, shit, I'm just learning. You know what I'm saying? I'm just learning, people. Get y'all some ash wood in the background real quick. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Let's see here. All right, shouts out to Side Nine, back up off in her. You know what I'm saying? And Heavenly Angel, appreciate it. Como esta, usted. You know what I'm saying? All my peoples and ladies and gentlemen out there. We still moving on. Hasta pronto. Is see you soon. H-A-S-T-A, space pronto. P-R-O-N-T-O. Hasta pronto. Right. Last but not least is que dijo. What I say to a couple of ladies, you know what I'm saying, when they get out of line, you know what I'm saying, que dijo? You know what I'm saying, what you say, ho? Oh, my bad, I don't speak Spanish to you, girl. I was asking, what did you say? You know what I'm saying, que dijo? Yeah, nope. Yeah, spell it que dijo, Q-U-E with the little tilde mark, dijo. D-I-J-O, you know, H is, the J is pronounced, you know, H. So you can always get away with that, you know what I'm saying? Don't call a girl a hoe, just call her a joke. Hey, Joe! What you call me? Girl, I call you a joke. It's hoe in Spanish, though. Yeah, be hoe. That's the last but not least. You got the upside down question mark at the beginning. And the right side up, question mark at the end. Hey, dijo, when you're asking the question, which is, what did you say? So that's covering 10 cards, man. ¿Habla usted inglés? You know what I'm saying? Do you speak English? ¿Cómo está? Which is, how are you? No comprendo. I don't understand. Which, that's what most black folks, that's our favorite shit to say. No comprendo. English or Spanish. It don't matter. And estoy bien, everybody out there. Gracias. You know what I'm saying? I'm fine. Thank you. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I don't know how to say that in Spanish yet, but el smoke 'em if you el got 'em. And you're riding out with your host, man. Y'all mo Captain Smell So Good. You know what I'm saying? My name is, Captain Smell So Good. Mucho gusto. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there, pleased to meet you. Mucho gusto. And, you know, hasta luego. I'll see you later, you know what I'm saying, after this show. Because hasta mañana, when I see you. You know what I'm saying? That's a see you tomorrow. Hasta pronto. See you soon. And last but not least is KD Ho. What'd you say? All right. And that would do it for our meeting and greeting. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Y'all, we're going to have to change the list up. We're going to have to switch this thing up. And we're going to go into something else. Well, we got polite conversation. We get to some sample food. Vocabulary, yeah, we're going to talk about some food. How about that? You know what I'm saying? See if we get some food going on up in here. Yeah. All right, coming back after this, we're going into the food category, y'all. We're going to talk about some food, like an apple, La Manzana, which that's going to totally screw me up. Yeah, that's what time it is. Appreciate everybody, you know what I'm saying, coming through and representing. For the shizzo, you know what I'm saying? Learning something, don't you nizzo. Yeah. I'm going to get into one song real quick, and then we're going to come back, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy some more music. This right here is Michelle K., you know what I'm saying? Get y'all in the mood. Go ahead, pump y'all up a little bit. So come on, dance with us. Let's learn the language Tuesday. Right here live on the Starship Smelling Prize. 347-237-5125. You want to call in and be heard around the world. And I mean the world.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? This your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Snuffles. We giving special shout out to my boy J Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shout out to the solo boys, ILG News Fashions, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Snell So Good will be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I feel you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone, it is what it is, holding it down. York City DJs, one time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, holler at your boy, we out of here.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
That's real. We're getting back into it, man. We've been getting into some other shit. Let me go ahead and pop the bottle real quick and get this other session started. Pour out your glasses, people. There you go. All right. There you go. All right. Let's get this party started. And with Jive is going to get us busy in the background, man. Get us a little music popping off. How about that? All right. All right, the first fruit of the day. You know what I'm saying? First fruit of the day that we're going to be getting up on is the apple. Apple, which is a La Manzana. L-A Manzana. M-A-N-Z-A-N-A. La Manzana. Feel free to write this down if you're old school. Or go to www.byki.com and download the lesson for yourself. You know what I'm saying? This is the Spanish lesson. If you download it, it'll give you over, I don't know, man, about 20-something different lessons that covers everything from the basic meeting and greeting to catching a cab to fruits. I mean, everything you basically need to know to get some basic survival skills going now. And that's what I preach. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to know everything about a person's language. Just know a little bit to get you by. And they'll teach you the rest. You feel me? So, first word is apple. La manzana. Right. And then we got a banana. El plantano. El plantano. E-L. P, excuse me, E-L space plantano, P-L-A with the little tilde mark, T-A-N-O. If I'm saying that wrong, somebody correct me. I believe the little accent mark over top is a tilde mark. All right. El plantano, banana, is an El plantano. We will go back over all these once we flip through them. Bread, and most people already knew bread, El pan. Please pass the pan, the el pan. Yeah, por favor, paso el pan, something like that. El pan, E-L space pan, P-A-N, pan, is bread. All right. Butter, please pass the la mantequilla, mantequilla. La, L-A, mantequilla, aquilla. Quilla, quilla, mantequilla. Might correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's mantequilla. M-A-N-T-E-Q-U-I-L-L-A. Mantequilla, quilla, quilla. Check. All right, yeah. Might have corrected me. I guess this shit is right. Mantequilla, mantequilla, quilla. I don't know shit. Even if you fuck somebody's language up, you know what I'm saying? They'll laugh at you, which is an icebreaker. You know what I'm saying? And then their own language, because at least they see that you're trying. You know what I'm saying? You might be chopping that motherfucker up like a Karate Joe. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you get an E for effort. Oh, A, one of them alphabets. You know what I'm saying? Butter. La mantequilla. Butter. All right. I'm going to get you some carrots. Carrot juice is good for you. And if you go to Spain, you would ask for a la zanahoria. 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 La zanahoria. Carrot. L-A zanahoria. Z-A-N-A-H-O-R-I-A. La zanahoria. And you know, I took Spanish for 3 years, man, and I don't believe we ever covered food. You know what I'm saying? Pronunciations of different various foods. I really don't believe that, because none of these words is coming back. You know what I'm saying? Because you really, you know, you never forget anything that your brain never dumps anything that you learn. It just puts it in the back of your brain, and it becomes dormant. You know what I'm saying? But it's always something that'll trigger it, you know what I'm saying, to make them words and stuff come back. And that's why you always feel like you had deja vu or something. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that. You have already previously learned it in some shape or form. You know what I'm saying? Now the application has come about for you to actually be able to use it. So, but close. All right, it's Mantequilla. Mantequilla. Okay, there we go. Kia. Mantequilla. Thank you. Gracias, Miss Computer Lady, for the El Correccione. You know. It's Mantequilla. All right. La Mantequilla, y'all. That was for the butter. It's La Mantequilla. All right. Butter. La Zanahoria. It's carrot. Moving on to cheese. Pass the cheese. Por favor. Pass the El Queso. Queso, queso. Queso, queso. L-E-L. Queso, Q-U-E-S-O, queso, queso. All right, shit. Hey, what you get when you get a goddamn black man teaching Spanish? Shit, that don't speak it fluently himself. You get the country version of it. So hey, El Queso, like a quesadilla. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm lying. I want to get y'all confused and shit. Like, hold on, man, you confusing cheese with a Taco Bell sandwich. Yeah. El queso. E-L-Q-U-E-S-O. Cheese. Of course, everybody knows el pollo. El pollo. Chicken. I don't know what the hell they got pictured here. They're dancing on look like a chicken, but all right. El pollo. E-L. Pollo. P-O-L-L-O. Of course, you know that when you have the double L's, you normally say yo. You know what I'm saying? You pronounce it with a Y. So it's pollo, like me llama, me llama, me llamo. You know what I'm saying? You don't say polo, or me llamo. You know what I'm saying? You don't say me llamo, me llamo. So it's a little bit on your pronunciation. And yeah. We eat eggs in the morning. Los huevos. Pass it, los huevos. L-O-S. Huevos. H-U-E-B-O-S. Huevos. Or it might be huevos. I believe the H, you're supposed to pronounce that. Is it huevos? Am I saying that right? Let me go. Let me check real quick. I should be saying that right. Huevos. Oh, y'all here laughing at me and shit. I check back on the bridge, motherfuckers laughing at me. Ain't this a bitch? What my... Hold on. God damn it. They're laughing at me and shit. Y'all know I got something for you when you laugh at me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead and pull my goddamn guns out real quick. Go ahead, give them one, Timmy. There you go. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my retarded homeboy, you know what I'm saying, riding on the ship with me, you know what I'm saying, good old, where you at, boy?
Timmy!
There you go. Speak on up to the people. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Yeah, we do practice affirmative action out here in space, you know what I'm saying. Timmy was suffered a tragic accident. He stole one of the cruisers, and, he crashed, and, just never been the same ever since. He came back on board yelling at the top of his lungs like,
yay!
And so we was like, okay, Timmy, see something's going on with you. You know what I'm saying? And all everybody, you know, we had to step back and tell them, you know.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They had to hit his ass across the head. Hell on out here, man. You know, he started screaming like bitches and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, shut the hell up, Timmy. Get the hell out of here. You know what I'm saying? He got mad at me, turned around and just started screaming and shit. You know what I'm saying? Throw ass out of here, Mike. Get the hell out of here. Sorry about that, people. Sorry about that. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that. Yeah, it goes down right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize, man. And we're continuing this thing on. Yeah, let's get some old Rita Shelby in the background. It's my girl right there. It's my girl. You know what I'm saying? My girl. Yeah, I ain't not girl, girl. That's my girl. G-U-H. Y'all learn all kind of language. Girl. G-U-H. Yeah. Hey, girl. How you doing, girl? All right. Let's keep it moving. Los huevos. Eggs. Fish is an El Pescado. Yeah, some of y'all feet smell like El Pescado. El Pescado. E-L Pescado. P-E-S-C-A-D-O. El Pescado. All right, fish. Grape. If you want a grape or some grapes, you ask for La Uvas or La Uvas. L-A-U-V-A, U-V-A, which stands for grape. A la uva is a grape. All right. Then we're going to some ham. Good old ham. El jamon. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm humming. E-L-J-A-M-O-N, with a little tilde mark over the O, which is El jamon. Right. El jamon. Got a couple more. Ice cream. El Jalado. Okay. El Jalado. What the hell does that got to do with ice and cream? El Jalado. E-L Jalado. H-E-L-A-D-O. Jalado. I think, I don't believe it's gelato. It should be Jalado. Yeah. Lettuce. Is La Lechuga. La Lechuga. L-A Lechuga. L-E-C-H-U-G-A. La Lechuga is lettuce. La Lechuga. Gonna roll up me some La Lechuga right now. Fasty La Lechuga, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Milk. Everybody knows leche, la leche. Basta leche. And please do not put your breast leche in my cup. Yeah. Like the motherfucking dude that was cooking. Y'all gonna hear about that on the Nutty News coming up in a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? The dude that was cooking with his wife's breast leche. Yeah. And serving it to customers. Uh-huh. La leche, L-A. Leche, L-E-C-H-E, la leche, is milk. Yeah. Onion, which I have to make sure I keep this word in memory because a lot of my homeboys that I hang around have cebolla, you know what I'm saying, bro? La cebolla, bro, you know, and that's onion, bro, you know what I'm saying? Feet smell like la cebolla. That's how you fuck your friends up, too. You speak another language around the end. God damn, bruh. You smell like La Cebolla. You be like, what the fuck is that? Man, the same thing your feet smell like. La Cebolla, man. What is that? Onion, motherfucker. Onion. La Cebolla. L-A. Cebolla. C-E-B-O-L-L-A. Cebolla. La Cebolla. Onion. Make sure I'm saying that correctly. Anybody got some, okay. El Babelfish es su amigo. What the hell is a Babelfish? I don't know. That's some undercover Spanish word right there. Cyanide throwing in. He's throwing in some kind of code words and shit. El Babo Fish, El Su Amigo. I don't think I'm going to Spain and saying that. You know what I'm saying? You talking fake fish? That what you just said? No, sir. No, El Senor Por Favor. I was trying to say something else. I have a gato in my pantalones. All right, gonna keep it moving, y'all. Got an orange, which is a La Naranja. La Naranja. Orange. Naranja. Naranja. La Naranja. You got to make sure you Yeah. I know you're spitting everywhere, people. I know you're spitting everywhere. Make sure you have a wet nap before learning the Spanish language. You will need a wet nap because you will be spitting on a few things in preference of learning this language. La Naranja is orange. Right. It's like we is a bunch of peas in the pod, y'all. A bunch of los gay santas. A gui. I might be saying that. They ain't gay. Gui. Guisantes. Los guisantes. L-O-S. Guisantes. G-U-I-S-A-N-T-E-S. G-U-I-S-A-N-T-E-S. Los guisantes. Los guisantes. Is peas. Los guisantes en el pod, en el pado. Yeah, with those los guisantes en el pado. Some shit like that. Two peas in a pod, motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about. Shit. All right. Pineapple. La pina. Okay, I thought pina was something else, but I guess it means pineapple. La pina. L-A, pina. P-I-N-A with the little squiggly mark over top. La pina is a pineapple. I'm going to move through these, you know what I'm saying, about to get to the news. La potito. Potito is a la patata. Okay. The hell kind of shit is that? You going to flip our damn O's up. What the shit is that? Patata for potato. La patata, L-A patata, P-A-T-A-T-A, la patata, yeah, pasty la patata. And you throw this at weddings, you throw el arroz at weddings, you know what I'm saying? You throw the el arroz. Anybody got the el arroz for the wedding? The rice, E-L arroz, A-R-R-O-Z. El arroz. All right, it's rice. And my mom eats all the time. Salad, which is a la ensalada. La ensalada, which is a salad. Salad, L-A. Ensalada, E-N-S-A-L-A-D-A. La ensalada is a salad. All right, tomato. Tomato. El tomate. What? Okay. El tomate? Is that how you say it? El tomate? Tomate or tomate or I don't know. E-L tomate. T-O-M-A-T-E. Tomate. El tomate. No, I'm using the translating program, y'all. It's www. I don't want y'all to think that, you know what I'm saying, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. So go to www.byki. Let me type it in there on the bridge. It's www.byki.com. And that's for all your learning language needs. It's just like the Rosetta Stone, but it's free. And anything that's free is for me. Yeah, go there and learn Russian. You got over 40 different languages you can learn for free. And very intensive, man. And very informative. And it's a pretty cool program, you know what I'm saying? So if I have my video camera hooked up, y'all actually see the visual of what I'm talking about. But hey, you got assholes in the world that steal shit. So yeah, now I got to order me one from fucking China. And yeah, I'll have that in next week. Last but not least, we're talking about good old vegetables. Yeah, Las Verduras. Las Verduras. Vegetables. L-A-S Verduras. V-E-R-D-U-R-A-S. Las Verduras. Vegetables. All right, we better run on through these things one more time. Stay on the step. All right, apple. Is a La Manzana. La Manzana. Apple. El Plantano. Is a banana. El Plantano. Banana. El Pan. Is the bread. Pass the El Pan, please. Por favor. El Pan. Mantequilla. With the correction from Miss Computer Lady for butter. Is La Mantequilla. Yeah. La Mantequilla. Then we have a La Zanahoria. La Zanahoria. Carrots. Yes. Very good for you. La Zanahoria. El Queso. El Queso. Is cheese. Say El Queso. El Queso. Oh. I guess that's the wrong pronunciation. El Pollo. We have a lot of El Pollo expresses down here. What do they call them? Tropical El Pollo. Yeah. It's chicken. Got a lot of those down here. No, Pollo Tropical. That's what it is. Pollo Tropical. Los Huevos. Los Huevos is eggs. Los Huevos. El Pescado is for the fish. El Pescado. La Uva is grape. La Uva. El Jamón is ham. El Jamón. All right. El Helado, ice cream. Gotta love the good old El Helado. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, hold on one second. Let me get something popping off in the background. El Helado. All right. And see him. Keep it moving. We got La Lechuga. La Lechuga is lettuce. La Lechuga. La Leche. Good old milk. Yeah. Out of a woman, it's La Breast Leche. Ah, man. If this is the next time your friend come up in your face without chewing some peppermint or Trident. You tell him, man, your breath is La Cebolla. You got La Cebolla breath. Onion breath, La Cebolla. La Naranja is for orange. La Naranja. Right, peas in a pod. We are all guisantes. In a pod. Los guisantes. We all peas in a pod. Los guisantes. La pina. Get your pina off of the counter. Your pineapple off of the counter, man. You thought I was talking nasty? Yeah. La pina. Pineapple. La patata. Which is potato. La patata is potato. La patata. El arroz is rice. El arroz is rice. La ensalada is a good old salad. Very healthy for you. La ensalada. Salad. And the good old El tomate. Tomate. El tomate. Tomato, El Tomate. And last but not least is Las Verduras. Vegetables. Las Verduras. All right. And we have gotten through our sample foods, people. It's going down real big, man, you know what I'm saying? So the next time you enter a restaurant, you should be able to identify a few of the motherfucking foods on the menu. You know what I'm saying? If not, do some more studying, and then you'll pick it up. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And we are live right here on the Starship Smelly Prize, you know what I'm saying? Then we get into one good song, man, and we're coming back with the nutty news of the day. And I'm talking about of the day. It's going down right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio,
yeah.
Starship Smelly Prize. We was in the building. Cap smells so good. Better get ready, y'all. Let's learn the language Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let's learn each other. You know what I'm saying?
I got my black hat on. I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors. Let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderfield, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block, deep boys, man, they moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug. Ain't never went to jail, selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way. And I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that means the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the sorrows to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God loves the hood, if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
I gotta watch y'all. Y'all know what time that is. What'd you say? Oh, yeah. It's business time. It's business time. Time for the Nutty News of the Day, y'all. Y'all already know what time it is. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your daily strange, odd, crazy, and weird motherfucking news, man. It's coming to you live. You know what I'm saying? I got to walk over here real quick. let one of my homeboys in the back door, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me 1 second, people, you know what I'm saying? And if you'd like to be live on the show, you can hit me up, 347-237-5125. And once you hit a beam, you are live on the Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? So listen out for it. We're going down real big like this here. And let me beam my homeboy out. My homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show. Que my dog, my brother. Crute to you.
Crute to you.
How you doing today? My bad. Como estas? It is Spanish and shit. We speaking African. My bad. Como estas?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Oh, okay, okay. Estoy bien. Gracias. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for L motherfucking asking. Yeah. Something like
yeah.
that. What's
mucho
going
trabajo.
Down, L home stank?
Sí, mucho trabajo.
Oh,
means,
okay.
A lot of work.
A lot
of
work.
Work.
Yeah.
Mucho trabajo.
What you working on? What you got going down?
I was just working on these cuts for the Chapter 5 mixtape. I just finished it up, so I'm still knocking out cuts. You know, you can never have enough heat, so just going to keep knocking out cuts for it. But it's pretty much done, though.
All right. Got a lot of people
so,
hitting me up need mixtape hostings. Anybody out there need mixtape hosting? Hit your boy up. Nah, I do, you know, $50 for a basic project, $100 for a full project if you want to sit there and do some old bigger ranking type shit, you know what I'm saying, be talking all through the motherfucker. You know, that's going to cost you $100 because... And that's called patience, goddammit. But you want your shit just motherfucking, you know, talk through a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Kicking the bobo, introducing your songs and shit like that. $50, including remastering. You know what I'm saying? Hit your boy up. Smells so good. 813-436-7106. And we can get it in. So, yeah. Hold on, man. Did I set that right? All right, y'all. We're about to get into this motherfucking nutty news of the day. I got to roll up this economical pressure real quick. Shouts out to Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. That's the thing. Man, you missed the Spanish lesson today, man. What the hell happened?
Booth! I was in the booth dropping that crack.
Oh.
I woke up today and I was feeling it, so I got up.
Excuse me, world. He's not talking about drugs. He means he was in the recording booth dropping a hit. did this nigga just say he was in the booth dropping some crack? He's talking about drugs on this show? Oh, my God. What is this world coming to? Nah. We just fucking with you. So this is Mr. Ashwood in the building, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. You know, shots out of Miss Computer Lady. I know she already saying, you know what I'm saying, what's up. And, you know what I'm saying, representing real big. So we're going to take this thing on over here, y'all. We had Seattle in the news yesterday. We trying to get Amsterdam or the Netherlands up in the news today. So we going to see how nutty this mofo gets. You know what I'm saying? Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by www.nuttynewstoday.com. And we bring you news from around the world. And
I mean the world.
All right, we're going to start it over here in Warren, Michigan, where a birthday boy has been left. Damn, this sound like me when I was like 4 or 5. I'm sorry, I'm telling my child abuse. Bullshit. Birthday boy is left behind at restaurant after party. Probably because he wasn't drinking and drunk like the rest of the birthday kids. Yeah. I'm just bullshit. Workers at the Caesarland were shocked to find a 3-year-old boy all alone. Yeah, he was left behind after his birthday party ended. Yeah. The birthday party was a celebration at a Caesarland in Warren, complete with pizza and presents. It was filled with fun. That is until the 3-year-old found himself alone at about 9 p.m., and, yeah, the party ended at around 7:30. Yeah. They don't serve alcohol at the goddamn Caesar's Land. So what the fuck is up with the parents? All right. They must have been putting down some crack in the booth. Or hitting some crack in the booth. What the fuck wrong with y'all? Anyway, shout out to Mrs. You know what I'm saying? My old co-host, Miss Tasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying? And let me see, what time of day is it? Dobro noche. I'm talking about afternoon, good afternoon. I forgot, I think it's Dobro vecher. Yeah, that's Macedonian people, you know what I'm saying? We speak everything up in this motherfucker, that's right. But let's go on over here where a homeless man is real hungry for meat. Okay, I guess I'll play this appropriate song in the background. Yeah, give me that bacon. It's going down. We over here in Australia where a homeless man caught putting a beef tongue down his pants, also had rump steaks, lamb chops, limes, and onions hidden in his seemingly bottomless duds. Mao Gabuma, 51, who was seen trying to shoplift at Woolworths. Damn, Woolworths still open? Damn. Abbott Street Supermarket had been desperate for food after living on the streets. His lawyer, how the fuck do you get a lawyer? Steve Carter said. Damn, they still got Woolworths open? I guess they do in Australia, because them bitches damn sure ain't open down here, boy. Yeah. How you get caught in the Woolworths, they ain't got cameras in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You got caught by the little Chinese motherfucker that be peeking around the corner and shit. I can't help y'all. You need help? Get your fuck ass out of here, Chang. All right, y'all, we over here in Libya, where a drug may keep Lockerbie bomber alive. Yeah. Did y'all know that? Who the fuck cares? The Lockerbie bomber is at the center of a fresh roll. After it emerged, he is taking a cancer drug that could keep him alive for 5 more years. Yeah. Terminally ill Alba Bassett Ali Al-Makrahi, I don't know how the hell I said all of that, was prescribed chemotherapy treatment, Taxotere, after returning to Libya. Well, hey, y'all wasting y'all taxpayers' money, even though we doing that bullshit every day by keeping these stupid motherfuckers on death row, just like the other day when they had to save the motherfucker off death row because this bitch overdosed on pills before he was finna go to the electric chair. What the fuck kind of shit is that? They saved this motherfucker from overdosing. Well, I tell you, let's go over here to Bangkok. Yo, watch out, don't get your Bangkok, you know what I'm saying? Protesters give blood to pour on streets. Ugh, man, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Anti-government protesters started donating their own blood as part of a plan to splatter the Thai government headquarters in a symbolic sacrifice to press their demands for new elections. Hundreds of red-shirted demonstrators formed long lines to have their blood drawn by nurses. Now, if you stupid motherfuckers have been here in the United States, you could have got paid. You know what I'm saying? You could have got paid. But I guess not. I guess motherfuckers don't want to get paid. Shitting me. I would have been standing in line. Hey, I get like $2 each pint, don't I? All right, yeah. Come on, let me get $10 and shit real quick. You know, buy me a dime sack and shit after this. You know. The fuck? Bitches giving away free blood and shit just to throw away and shit. Why y'all on shitting bags? You know what I'm saying? I think that'll be a more worthy cause. Why you a whole bunch of shit bags and throw that bitch on the government building and yeah, take that shitty government. But you gonna give away blood? Hell no. Give away a bunch of shit bags. That's what I think we need to do. We all need to just send in, get everybody get a bunch of shit bags together and we're gonna stand in front of the White House and then just chuck a bunch of shit bags at them. We're gonna paint the White House black today. Or brown at least. Go here to Washington, D.C., where, hey, that's what I'm talking about. Pelosi says pass health bill without having members vote on it. Yeah, because the crookedness just won't ever stop anyways. After laying the groundwork for a decisive vote this week on the Senate's health care bill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested that she might attempt to pass the measure without having members vote on it. Yeah, because she's a crooked bitch. And, yeah, she's going to do that shit anyways. Instead, Pelosi, yeah, Democrat from California, would deem the health care bill to be passed. Man, y'all better watch out, man. This is what I'm telling you. You better go get your shit bags and throw the shit bags in Washington, D.C. Because, yeah, it's a lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Everybody put your hands in there if y'all for that. Shit in the bag and we going to all just, I'll collect them. Ride to the White House with a bus full of shit. Shit bags, goddammit. Y'all meet me there. You see a bunch of people walking by the bus and shit. I'm handing out Gladlock bags, brown Gladlock bags. Like, why are they brown? Don't worry about it, motherfucker. Just don't open the bag. Just don't open the bag, goddammit. On count of three, we finna chuck these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? One, two. Get 100,000 shit bags in there. Yeah, I think your government will start listening up to you then. You know what I'm saying? They'll see they're in a shitty situation. Oh, man. Oh, man. We got a sad story, y'all. We're over in Rome, where the world's smallest man has died. Oh, man. Yeah. He Ping Ping. That's his name, people. He Ping Ping. Yeah. I'm not fucking joking. 21 years old, who stood just 2 feet, 5 inches tall, had been in hospital for several days after suffering chest pains. He fell ill with suspected heart complications in Rome, where he was due to appear on a TV show. Last night, Guinness World Records chiefs paid tribute to Ping Ping, who suffered from primordial dwarfism. Damn. That motherfucker was shorter than your damn bottom leg and shit. Ain't that a bitch? Yep, the little man has died, man. All right, well, we have to take a moment out for Ping Ping, people. Everybody, taking one moment out for Ping Ping. Yeah. Thank you, Ping Ping.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Lord, shout out to Ping Ping, man. You know what I'm saying? May you be blessed, homie. Moving on into your third realm, or wherever you may be floating off into, you know what I'm saying, little man's land. You know? Yeah, it's going down. Let's put that economical in there, man. Hold on. This is Vice Grip in the background, you know what I'm saying, on this economical pressure, because I'm going to put some economical pressure in the air as we read the rest of the news. Here we go, y'all. Make sure y'all Google Vice Grip, you know what I'm saying, Obama's number one song, Vice Grip. We're in Vancouver, Washington, where a man is shot in fight over mall parking spot. Yeah, well, that motherfucker kill your ass for $2 and a biscuit down. This motherfucker here, they got to have it. Police said a man parking his motorcycle in a handicapped spot to talk to somebody. He was there only a few minutes. But then another man who happened to be disabled took offense to this and started to hit the man with a cane. That's when things got even crazier. The disabled man then accidentally shot himself in the leg. Hell nah, man. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all got to see that picture. You getting your old ass, crooked ass out the motherfucking Geritol needing ass, Centrum needing ass out the damn common. You just couldn't say, hey, brother, you mind getting your punk ass out the parking spot so I can motherfucking park? I don't see no handicap sticker on your shit. But then you pulling out a gun and you shooting yourself in the leg. Wow. Sorry, Vice Grip, I have to interrupt you. We have our first award winner for the day. Dun, da, da, da.
Ah, damn. You got have to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Damn. Why the fuck you shoot yourself in the goddamn foot? You know, man, what the shit is that? You could have accidentally shot the dude somewhere. You just shoot yourself in the leg. Right. All righty, we're cracking old Vice Grip back up, y'all. Every once in a while, we do have to take out a little time to give special awards to some of the nutballs that we encounter upon this show. So if you ever hear that, they'll be getting it again. Let's go on over here to Lindenville, Vermont, where a one-legged man stuffed stolen items in empty pant leg. A one-legged man and his alleged accomplice were caught on camera stuffing items into the man's empty pant leg. Police said Craig Workman, 38, and Misty Workman, 39, both of Lindenville, robbed the local Rite Aid. God damn, these places still open? Woolworth, Rite Aid? God damn. Ask who, when the last time you seen a Woolworth open?
A what?
Thank you. Oh, you see, like a, the fuck is that? A Woolworth.
Well, oh, shit. That was back in fucking 97. You said Woolworth?
Yeah, Woolworth. And Rite Aid. Ain't it? It's still a Rite Aid, though, ain't it?
Yeah, it's still Rite Aid with Woolworth.
Yeah, I think Rite Aid still. Rite Aid's still holding on, but them bitches still look throwback like they're in the 70s and shit. You going to a Rite Aid store? These motherfuckers ain't, still ain't got surveillance cameras in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They got them dummy, they got them $1 dummy cams and shit, that the little light just blinking shit. Bitch, I know that shit fake. Hey, fool me.
God damn.
On over here to Pennsylvania. Shouts out to Easy Rider, bid66.com. Make sure y'all go there, www.bid66.com. And bid on items, man. You can get them at a cheap price. That's bid66.com. And my homeboy Easy Rider holding that down. And a bus driver has been charged with homicide. Wow. School bus driver was listening to his iPod, talking on his cell phone, and ran 10 stop signs before a deadly crash in Montgomery County. Frederick Poust the third has been charged with vehicular homicide in connection to the February 17th crash. God damn, how you run 10 stop signs? Gotta take an economical pressure break. Y'all, excuse me. Yeah, we in South Carolina, people. Hilton Head, to be exact. Or, God damn. A plane hits man walking on beach. Talk about being in the wrong fucked up place, getting fucked up at the wrong time. Damn. A single engine plane with oil on its windshield struck and killed a man on a Hilton Head beach as the pilot was attempting to make an emergency landing. The man was walking or jogging along Palmetto Dunes when the experimental Landcare 4P plane hit him. Damn. That's some shit there now. You just out on the beach chilling, minding your own motherfucking business. You turn around, propeller to your face. Oh, shit. Damn. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Ashwood. You already know, brother.
Uh-oh.
Where we at, brother?
In the motherfucking UK.
God damn. We're in the UK, people.
UK.
Where a dentist is worried about patients' glands. This is the same place that motherfuckers was keeping babies in the goddamn refrigerator and shit. You know what I'm saying? We're in the UK, people. It doesn't get any nuttier than this. Let me cue up some porn music. And actually, no, let me play this old Guess You a Hater. excuse me, economical pressure talking to me. Experience J and Black Rose right here is copycat in the background. Get all into that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got to take an economical pressure break. Economical pressure. A dentist who once ran for parliament groped the breasts of four patients after claiming he was worried that their glands were swollen. Yeah, I bet so. He asked one woman to undo her trousers after tweaking her nipples and told another patient he was worried her inflamed glands could lead to other things as he cupped her breasts in his hands. I bet they could. Lead your ass trying to get your groove on, pervert ass motherfucker, you. Have a hand all on people's titties and shit. What kind of shit is that? Wow. All right. Let me see what else we got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11. God damn, how many motherfuckers more we got? All right, well, we got some more news. Damn, I thought the news was about to wrap it up, but shit, we got a lot of fucking news to get you. All right, let's take it on over here to Louisiana there, where a man is arrested for shooting his own fence. Yeah, that bitch, you can't just be shooting shit like that. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Motherfucker pulling Richard Pryor and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shooting a goddamn vehicle up and shit because his wife won't drive. A Mandeville man faces felony charges after firing a shotgun at the fence around his home to blow off steam after an argument with his wife. When police arrived, they spoke with Michael Halsey, who told them he had been in an argument with his wife and had fired at his own fence to relieve his anger. Which, you can't just discharge your motherfucking weapon in public. I don't know what the hell kind of crack you were smoking on, bro. All right. Taking on over here to Florida. Go for it, to be exact. A man was caught driving without a license. Guess what? It's his 15th time. Ain't no fucking way, man. Ain't no fucking way. Last year, a judge declared Randolph Lane Barrow a habitual traffic offender. Barrow proved it again, police said, when he was arrested on a charge of felony driving with a suspended or revoked license for the 15th time in 13 years. He was pulled over because he wasn't wearing his fucking seatbelt. But... and, you know, that's prison time. I mean, I don't know what the fuck y'all be thinking. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker's going up the road. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean up the road. I mean up the road. Because, yeah, they don't play that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got problems, homie. Let me put some time G because you got problems. You know what I'm saying? Damn, that is crazy. Shouts out to, hola, Mari Torres. ¿Cómo está? Mi amiga. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big like that. Finishing up, man. I'm going to give y'all three more articles, man. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck on off this news. We're over here in Gwinnett, Georgia, where a woman has been arrested for exposing private parts. I wonder why. I'd like to check that out. A Lawrenceville woman arrested for exposing her private parts to an inmate she was visiting, authorities said. Sheriff's deputies arrested Donna Sue Harbor, 38, after she was observed by a deputy partially unclothed and exposing her private parts to an inmate inside a visitation booth. She was charged with public indecency. Why the hell? You shouldn't have been looking in the man motherfucking visitation. Shit. He trying to get him, you know what I'm saying, give him a little shot. They do that all the time, girl. You know, girl, go on, stand up and let a nigga see a little something. You know what I mean? You know, I'm in this motherfucker for 2 days and shit.
God damn.
Motherfucker's in jail for 2 days getting visitation and shit. Baby, you know I miss you. You punk ass nigga, you. The fuck out of here. Anyway, Yeah, Iowa City, Iowa, man. Where a woman is accused of attacking sister with a toilet lid.
Damn.
Iowa City police have arrested a woman who allegedly attacked her sister with the lid of a toilet tank. Yeah, according to police, Johnson removed the lid and hit her sister during a fight. Authority says the sister suffered an injured foot and finger. That's it? Damn. But to hit on the side of the face or something, because, bitch, you got hit with a toilet tank top. Yeah, that's a tongue twister for you, ain't it? Toilet tank top. Say that 100 times. Yeah. All right, let's go on over here to Indianapolis. Chief Justice is too controversial to speak at commencement. Yeah, when John Roberts' niece graduates in May from Butler University, the Supreme Court Chief Justice may attend as a relative, but he has been deemed too controversial to take the stage as commencement speaker. University faculty members scuttled a student-led drive to invite Roberts to speak. Okay. Know the fuck he is, but all right. And last but not least, we're in Arizona. Gilbert, Arizona, to be exact. Where city ordinance bans home Bible studies. All right. And y'all sitting there talking about, you know what I'm saying, worrying about your guns and shit being taken away, man. Y'all going to lose y'all goddamn religion. Small church consisting of only 7 members put out signs inviting people to come and worship. They bounced from house to house, holding the Bible study and other events. That was until one of the city officers saw the signs and decided to cite them for a violation of the ordinance. No neighborhood complaints, no disruptions of traffic, just meeting in their homes for Bible study. Hey, you gotta love the devil at work. You know what I'm saying? And that would do your nutty news for today, people. Estoy bien. I'm finding you. Oh, well, you know, estoy bien. Gracias. Thank you for asking. You know what I'm saying? And that would do your nutty news for today, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your weird, wild, crazy, off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. And like I always say, man, don't never believe what I say. Please, always go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? That's good education right there. So, since we got my homeboy Ashwood in the building, faithful fan of the show, you know what I'm saying? Always holding it down for us. We will go ahead and play his new song. This is Ashwood's new song. Check him out, y'all. Right here live.
Yeah. Wow. Can you smell something in the air? I do, and it's me. Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches in
money.
Maybe because I got power in
color.
But wherever I go, some people always shout out, who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted.
I'm fucking with y'all. This ain't Ashwood.
Oh,
this ain't Ashwood.
It's time for me to set the record straight and let you people know who farted. But I farted. You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you who farted, you better point at me and say, hey, it's him. He farted.
Uh-oh, that was the wrong song, y'all. I'm sorry. Here you go. Here you go. Damn. All these say Ashwood. I don't know what happened. They all say Ashwood.
New shit.
We in the lab.
My cleavage wasn't right, y'all.
Harry Spears sent me this, y'all. This new Britney Spears right here. Exclusive.
And now my sweater's tight, yeah. Surgery. I want to be a D. Bigger memories. I want them to show now. No beef. My chest flatness was killing me, and I must confess, I paid for these.
Hey, buddy.
I look 32.
Uh-oh, I'm doing my NSYNC dance right now. Check me out. Uh-oh.
Make my boobies one more size. Oh, baby.
Oh, I'm breaking down the middle of vanilla. Watch out. I'm going to do my turn. Beam this computer lady up in here. Hola. Say it, hola, Timmy.
Timmy.
That ain't hola. What kind of shit is that? Sorry about that, Miss Computer Lady. I'm trying to teach this little motherfucker to speak. You know what I'm saying? Espanola up in here, but he keeps just running around.
Yay!
Talking about. Yeah. He all good. What's up, baby girl? What it do? And don't do. How you doing today?
Hola, Smelly. ¿Cómo está usted?
Oh, well, you know I'm El Chilitoing. You know what I'm saying? That's El Chilling. You know what I'm saying? In English. That's what I'm doing.
Dios ayala, Smelly, por favor.
Oh, well, you know El Taco DS to you. You know what I'm saying? How you doing today? What's happening?
Gracias, mi creo.
Groovy, baby.
Well, yeah, it's going down. You know what I'm saying?
Hola.
Hey.
¿Cómo está?
Oh, yeah, you been enjoying the lesson today. Have you been? Well, you already fluent, so you know what I'm saying?
Un poco.
Un litlin. That's German. You know what I'm saying? Un litlin. You know what I'm saying? All my German speakers out there. You know what I'm saying? He ain't farted. Oh, man, hold on. I can't be reading that. My bad. That's all my Spanish people say. You know, I ain't got the Spanish version of that. You know what I'm saying? I'll get that going on pretty soon. Say hello to Mr. Ashwood in the building. You know what I'm saying? Mr.
Hola,
Boy Toy.
Ashwood. ¿Cómo está usted?
Good day to you, Miss Computer Lady. Good day to you, Queen Madal.
Yeah, you know, we on the African, you know what I'm saying? We on the African. We speak Spanish, but the African comes out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's gone now. Hey, Miss Computer Lady, you know what you ever had a boy toy? You know what a boy toy is?
Sí y no.
A touch buddy.
A touch buddy. Yeah, we gonna keep it clean. I don't know why, but hey, a touch buddy, boy toy. Anybody out there had a boy toy or a boy? A boy girl and shit. What the fuck is a boy girl? A girl toy. You know what I'm saying? Or a girl toy, boy toy, girl toy. You know what I'm saying? AKA FB. You know what I'm saying? You know? No. That's what we call them in the hood.
The
you know? Yeah, FB,
no,
fuck buddies. You know what I'm saying?
I've heard
you know?
Boy toys, and no, I never had one.
Oh, okay. You know, side candy. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. FB, side candy. You know?
Side candy. SC?
No.
Got a little side, little candy on the side. You know, had no candy on the side.
Now, that's
for
Russia,
yeah.
I know,
Ned. No. Oh, okay. I don't want to put you out there. I know Goofy Bone might be listening somewhere. You know what I'm saying? He might be listening.
But you know that fiance is a husband of mine. You know how many he
is. You're ducking down. I know you're ducking down. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. So why you just calling in? And you know you could have been up in here, you know what I'm saying, L correcting us all. You know what I'm saying?
You were doing a great job. I didn't want to disturb the lesson. I said he was in the flow. I said, let him have it.
Oh, no. You know, I ain't never in no flow. You know what I'm saying? I cater to the world. I mean the world.
Well, you were in a world flow. So,
oh, well, yeah,
so,
you know.
So I want to make sure that the flow you had with the world was smoothly so.
How you say it, Ms. Computer Lady?
I can't say it like you, but I try.
Oh, man, that's catching on like an epidemic, boy. That's catching on like an epidemic. Yeah, you little kids running around. Mama, the world. The world. Where you heard that at, boy? Better not be listening to that radio show. Turn that radio show off.
That's probably happening right now as we speak.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I got Goofy Bones sneaking in yesterday. He calling in from the courthouse. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
He in court. And I had a dude call in from school. You know what I'm saying? He called in from the cell phone. He in class and shit. Like he ducked down, you know what I mean? Talking about, yeah, I'm in class. Yeah, I'm just checking it out. I'm just checking out. Sure. Yeah. I'm like, where you at? Hey, where you at, homie? I'm in class. I'm in class right now. Yeah, I'm in class.
He said to his cell phone.
I said, what you on? Oh, yeah, I'm on my cell phone. Hold on. Like, what the hell happened? All you heard was clicking shit. Hey, you. Click. I'm like, ain't this a bitch done got caught by the teacher? Ain't this a motherfucker?
Ooh,
checking out the show.
Checking
on the side. But I appreciate
that
dedication. I appreciate that dedication. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to all y'all out there sneaking on the phone, you know what I'm saying, in your bathrooms, break rooms. Shouts out to Debbie Daly, you know what I'm saying? She had the whole company in the break room, you know what I'm saying, sneaking off of the phones and shit and listening to the show. You know, big ups to that. Appreciate that. And that's my kill for everybody, you know what I'm saying? CILF, you know what I'm saying? Cheerleader, I love the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else got MILFs and shit, but I ain't going around trying to fuck nobody mama, you know? All that mother I love the fuck. I am. I'm a motherfucker, but not that type. You know what I'm saying? Just not that type. So, going down real quick. We got 15 minutes. 15 minutos. Ain't that how you say it? What is 15? Let me see. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez, once, doce, trece, catorce, quince. Quince minutos. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be looking at me like, what the hell wrong with you, dog? Is you mad? You counting down your blood pressure or something? No, motherfucker, that's how I remember the numbers. Like in German, I got to say, you know what I'm saying, like all the numbers in order for me to remember, like one number, you know what I'm saying? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, shit. And then I forget the rest of them. That's all the way up to enough that I can goddamn, you know, get around. That's all you need to know. So that's what I'm saying. Let's Learn Language Tuesday. It's all about just basic learning, not to be fluent. I ain't trying to make you a goddamn pro at the language. I just want to get you familiar with the language and then interested in furthering your language learning. So go to www.byki.com, you know what I'm saying, and download your own free software. It is the resemblance of the Rosetta Stone. To me, it's better. It's a lot more easy. You get a lot more lessons involved, and it's free. I don't know how you, what's better than the goddamn free, you know what I'm saying? But free. Yeah. Goofy Ball wanted me to tell you, Ms. Computer Lady.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Okay.
I didn't want me to tell you that.
That,
you know,
that only Goofy.
He just wanted me to let you
solo
know.
Goofy.
He just wanted me to let you know. You know what I'm saying? Heavenly angels just want to let you know.
Older the berry, the sweeter the juice. It's the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Yeah, well, yeah. She blacker than the motherfucker, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's going down live right here, man. We was in the building. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy came through. He wanted to say something. You know what I'm saying?
Solo me is open.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Yay! All right, gotta let all my smart asses out there know too.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
And 420 is coming up next month, people. If you happen to be down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, you know what I'm saying, come through and celebrate with me. The official second annual 420 Piff Party, hosted by Meech Dog, sponsored by Wrecking the Game Entertainment, yours truly, DJ Smells So Good. We'll be going down right here live at the Double Decker in Tampa, Florida. So you guys want to come through. We will be having free food, free blunts, contests, and all that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying, related to 420. Yeah.
a pig.
That's why I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big. So please, everybody, if you want to join, you know what I'm saying, come on through, because we're going to have a good time, you know what I'm saying, have some special invited guests in the building. You going to be there?
Oh, Lord,
is
that Weird Al?
Oh, my bad. Weird Al might be in the building, y'all.
I remember that song.
That
video was funny.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Got to take some trash out real quick. You know?
Oh, my goodness. That one was too. I like Weird Al.
I'm gonna play this in the club.
Oh man, I can imagine.
And play that in the club. I was like, what the fuck is that? In light of 420, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm throwing a 420 party. So I had this guy sent me over this promo for you guys. All the other smokers that's not celebrating 420, we got a special cruise for you.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smokers Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I'm in a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky. For what?
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
That's real, man.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for all my smokers out there, you know, and not my 420 smokers, you know, it's for all y'all other smokers. Got to put y'all ass on a goddamn boat and ship y'all the fuck out, because, yeah, you're fucking up the air. You're fucking up the air. Green air over here, you know what I'm saying? That's why they call it the greenhouse effect. You know what I'm saying? Because you smoke the herb and go in the air. It's the greenhouse effect. Bam, that's what I'm talking about, you know. I'm doing something good for the earth. You know what I'm saying? It was put here for me and you. We better get it in one little cut, man. My dog Eric Moore, man, you know what I'm saying? Because right here like this show is, we misunderstood. You know what I'm saying? Live. I'm going to start just smelling pride.
I think I'm going to get going. Bye-bye.
All right. This computer lady.
Bye-bye, y'all.
I love you, guys. Ohio.
Chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on.
Get back together with that hip hop chick. We'll have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on. You see, you're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm gonna sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly flame. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I'll just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't. And we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night. And when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
Going down, I gotta give y'all a little update. Miss Mari Torres, you know what I'm saying? That's my word. Radio, you know what I'm saying? Show is coming up. Today is the 16th, ain't it? Yeah. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, with so much going on in the world, it's time to get back to what makes it all happen. The people, you, come meet some fascinating folks as they tell us about who they really are. That's on the That's My Word. Mari Torres' show. And, yeah, go by and check that out. It's going down real big. Be hanging out there a little later on. The call-in number for the show is 347-308-8024. If anybody's interested, and make sure you save the show as a reminder, and or you'll see it as a tweet somewhere around on my damn Twitter if y'all if we Twitter friends. If we're not Twitter friends. The hell are you doing? Matter of fact, I'm following Marty right now. Damn it. Yeah. Go with everybody, follow each other. You ain't following. The hell is you doing? All right. Going down real big. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, Marty Thoris, Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? Side Night. My dog Ashwood. Motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. Doing real big, man, you know what I'm saying? I meant to play the boy toy. And that's going to be the end of the song, because we got tres minutos to go on. And we're getting up out of here. Let's Learn a Language Tuesday, coming right back next Tuesday. Continuing on for the rest of this month, you know what I'm saying? On the Española language, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And that's how we're doing it, you dig. Now, tomorrow, it is the official, you know what I'm saying, we remember Richard Pryor Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, so make sure everybody have their face in the place, man, because it's going down. We're going to be listening to a lot of little tracks that I've redone, put some music to, you know what I'm saying. We're going to have a lot of Richard Pryor comedy. I'm going to be giving y'all some background, little, you know, commentary on them, and, you know, probably tell you some things you didn't know, and we'll learn a little bit. It's the official, you know what I'm saying. We remember Richard, you know what I'm saying, Pride Wednesday was going down, man. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good day, funny day tomorrow, man. It's going to be a real funny show. So tell a friend, tell a friend, to tell a friend to come through, check in. It's going down. Anything you got to say, my brother? Anything you want to put out there?
Yeah, Ashwood.com. Hit me up, y'all. I got some beats on deck. $20.
Ashwood.
Working, man.
Got a boy toy for all y'all ladies out there. Going down, man. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Thank you, everybody, for riding out. Y'all have a great afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you stay blessed and unstressed. And that's how we do it, man. Right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Fries. With your host, Captain Smell So Good. That's our DJ Party Time, Mr. Star 2. And everybody out there riding with us, too. You know what I'm saying?
I'm your boy, toy. I'm your boy, toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy, toy? I'm your boy, toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the shop got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. Flirting with the mailman, girl, he not delivering. I put the ice in my mouth and have your kitty shivering. Pleasing you in every way, whatever you considering. As far as a man, he don't like to hold hands. I hold the both of them while we working on our tan. Carry you on my back while we walking through the sand. She said he never listened. I let her talk for hours. Now I got a tipsy making love in the shower. First I'm on top, then we switching up the angle. I hit it from the back while I'm gripping on your ankles. Her man see the halo, she far from my angel. This is her favorite song, can't wait for the jingle. I get the sex for free, I don't have to break bread. I made a skeet skeet, now it's running down her leg. Every time the song play, her boyfriend get uncomfortable. Don't worry, when I'm done, she gon' come home to you. Cause I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'll never meet ya. Since you found that you can keep her, she still gon' sneak to see me cause I go keep her. Don't get upset cause she living with you. She just come through when she wants something new. She blow me up a lot cause you be messing up a lot. You cooked the other day but didn't put away the pot. Then shorty got hot and came straight to my spot. If you only knew, I stay right around the block. She hold me real tight, putting scratches on my back. Cause ever since I hit her, bookie got a little fat. Keep pushing, my flow is like I'm in the limelight. Ashwood and HD, boy, get your mind right. She got me locked in, name say Cameron. Go through a phone, you won't pay attention to Cameron. Give you a little game, now tighten up. You think she don't smoke, we bout to go chill. She lighting up, cause I'm her your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy.